Hello, friends. It's time for the News Talk 94.9 WSJM Morning Announcements with yours truly, Jim Gifford, and my partner in crime, Spencer Rivers. Brought to you by the good people at Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor. And there is a good chance that you have walked through a special light door when you go into a local restaurant or visit a school or a store or walk into a manufacturing plant. So thank you to Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor and enjoy your morning announcements.
I can't figure out what is going on with the forecast here because it's all over the place depending upon who you're looking to and listening to and paying attention of.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she got the 22 crew talking about maybe a little rain later in the day today. Weather Channel's got, it's up to a 60% chance of rain by midday today. And then this whole snow thing is just confusing as hell. I don't know whether you were watching over the weekend or paying attention over the weekend, but they were talking about as much as 7 inches of snow for us on this system that's coming through Tuesday night.
Yeah, Lynette Grant posted on her Facebook page at 3 to 5 inches.
You're right. It was at 7. Then I saw later it backed off to maybe 4 somewhere there. Then the latest I heard was 1 to 2. Now I don't see much of anything at all in the forecast. So I am completely flabbergasted on this whole thing. And I guess we're just going to have to wait and see. Official or unofficial weather watcher for Michigan, whose name I can't think of right off the top of my head, but who does a great job of explaining and giving you a heads up on what's going on weather-wise here in Michigan, works for the MLive crew. He has pretty much presented this as an ever-changing scenario here. So I don't know if we're going to get snow or not. We need some precipitation.
Yeah, we do not need below freezing temperatures. That is for sure.
That is true. But we do need some precipitation.
Oh, yeah.
I was out in the yard yesterday, and it's bone dry. How are you this morning, by the way?
I am fine.
Are you still driving to Coloma to get to work?
Well, okay, here we go this morning. I accidentally, out of habit, got on 196 South. And then I said, oh, blank. Mm-hmm. And then I got off at exit 1, which is Red Arrow Highway.
Right.
Took Red Arrow Highway into Benton Heights to Euclid.
Okay.
That took Euclid to Territorial,
gotcha.
Territorial to Crystal by Hall School, and took Crystal all the way to Napier.
So you're here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently the 196 thing's going to be closed for some time.
Yes.
Somebody posted pics of the big demolition thing on Saturday night.
Yeah.
On the Facebook or somewhere.
Yeah, I posted, shared those on SJM's page.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And that was pretty cool looking in the dark of the night.
Yeah.
I took the advice of Road Ranger Tony here and drove out there last week out to Empire to see the construction going on. Holy moly. That's pretty impressive what they've got going on out there. I mean, the road graders and everything are out there working, and they're right off of Empire there. They've got some pretty serious clearing done already.
Are you talking about where the freeway ends?
I'm not sure exactly where in proximity to that it is, but it's part of this whole new interchange project that's going on. So
it's going to take up all summer.
yeah, I would think. So one of the bridges is down. Two more to go over the next 2 weekends. Tony this morning saying that traffic was kind of a mess when they had to shut things down.
I would imagine. I imagine
Saturday
the noise
night.
Around there must have been incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, because they pull them off. If you're going east, they pull them off at Napier, send them out to M-140, and then up to Water Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And then vice versa coming the other way. So, interesting times and weekend and so on and so forth. And then some other interesting news coming up.
So long, farewell, I'll be just saying goodnight.
I hate to go and leave this pretty sight.
I tried to find something that kind of said goodbye, but most of the songs that deal with goodbyes are just depressing.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to set that tone as I come before you here this morning to pass along what I've already passed along to the staff here at the radio station and elsewhere, and that is that in 2 weeks, I am saying goodbye and so long and farewell and auf Wiedersehen and whatever else comes to mind. Because my head and my body are telling me, hey, it's time to retire, you old fart. So I've got it down to where I think it can actually work. So I'm going to be stepping away, which you knew already because, we told you ahead of time. So the end of April, which would be the actual end of April, the 30th, will be my last day on the Ray Didio here.
Well, there'll be no visitation.
there will be no visitation. I will. I have scouted out the appropriate park bench. I'm starting to collect my breadcrumbs.
Oh, good.
So I'll become a friend of the pigeons. Ducks if I'm down by the river.
Got to get some of those Sansibelt pants you can pull up to your chest and.
Yeah, no, the search has already begun for all of the accoutrements that come with retirement, the suspenders and, as I told you guys earlier, I've begun my search for a 1995 Crown Vic.
Yep, there you go.
the options are out there. So anyway, 2 weeks more of the morning show, and then you're not going anywhere, from what I understand.
No, not that I know of. They haven't told me yet.
Unless something has changed since the last time we talked. So you will be here, and we will be welcoming in a new gentleman who's not really a new gentleman. He's been around a few years, but new to us, and will be new to you beginning on Monday, May... What is that, 3rd? Is that when this whole thing starts?
I think so.
May 3rd? Mark Hamlin is the gentleman who will be taking over here along with Spence. And I've not even met the guy because of the pandemic.
Oh. I mean,
he works for us, and I've never met him.
Oh, dear.
Have you met him?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Oh, have you? Yeah. Okay. How long? He's been here, what, a couple of months?
I think so, yeah.
6 months?
I've seen him maybe twice.
A couple of decades? I don't know.
No.
No, but he has quite the lengthy radio resume. He's been in a whole bunch of places, big markets and bigger markets and little markets, and appears to know what he's doing.
Mm.
But like I said, I have not had the chance to meet him. And in my so long video, I mentioned that and the fact that this has been a weird swan song year because I came back to do this show when Ray left in November of, what would that have been, 2019?
Yeah, I think so.
And then we shut down in March of 2020, and outside of you, I haven't seen anybody since. So
I'm sorry.
It wasn't even you to begin with. It was Doug, what was his name, Cunningham?
That was the
news guy when I first came back here. So, by the way, you ever wondered why they call it a swan song?
Go ahead and tell me.
Well, according to folklore, swans sing most beautifully right before they die.
Wow.
And hence, this phrase then came to be used to describe someone who's leaving in style.
There you go.
So,
wow. There you go.
We'll go with this being this next 2 weeks, my official swan song.
Does that mean you're going to be a man about town? Or?
Yeah, probably. Just wandering around. Are you lost again?
Yes. Oh, my.
It's interesting the turn that life takes. I was talking to my neighbor yesterday. He's been retired for a long time. And told him that in a couple of weeks I would be joining him in the ranks of the retired folks. And first thing he says was, let's see, how did he put this? Something about the... find a good exercise routine and stay with it. Good idea.
Yeah, it's good to keep active. That's darn sure.
And he has been. Good for him. And I'll see if I can follow his lead.
I know you used to walk the mall.
Yeah, that was just because I didn't know where the store was that I was looking for. Boy, Are people still mall walking?
I don't know. Probably.
Probably. It's a good thing to do out there.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, when you walked to the mall, you could actually stop and buy things. By the way, wasn't work supposed to start on that this month?
On the renovation
of and the rebirth of the Orchards Mall property hotels and storage units and big sports complexes and something else.
Yeah. Short. They've had boxing out there. I know
they have?
Yeah.
Really? Indoors?
Yeah.
When did I miss
it's
that?
It's a gym. It's a workout type thing. It's not.
Oh, they do not. I thought you meant like boxing exhibitions.
Not that I know of, no.
Do you remember when, what was that thing called? Basically, it was just local guys fighting each other. Oh, what the heck was that called?
When was that?
This is many years ago.
Oh. I thought you were talking about the parking lot at Meyer or something.
No. This was out at the Kickers Club.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That was a while ago.
It was a national thing. For Christ.
Boy, I don't have a clear memory of that.
All I can think of is bum fights. I know it wasn't that. but it was just local guys, you know, wailing on each other. And I guess for fun and profit. I just remember how horrific it was because none of these guys knew how to fight. I took my son to that, and it was a hoot. It was hilarious. Watching these guys flailing away at each other. So, anyway, it is time to hang it up, and I'll be wrapping up what started for me in 1979, but started here in 1985.
Then
with a couple of pauses in between, mm-hmm. I left in 92 to go up to northern Wisconsin, came back in 98. And then semi-retired a few years ago, and then came back, like I said, in November of 2019.
Well, maybe you'll come back again.
Just like turning up like a bad penny, huh? that is not the plan.
Oh, okay.
I can't tell you how apprehensive I was to come back for this stint.
Really?
Oh, my God. Because I had been away for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And I didn't think I could speak anymore.
You were playing 45s.
I didn't think I was able to speak anymore, and that has become evident on given mornings.
Well, medication will do that.
That's right. When I'm on my meds, I'm good. It's 6:23. News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM. Friday, I got traffic and I'm It's a Monday morning, a 19th day of April already of 2021 with Jim Gifford and Spencer Rivers. Didn't even get a chance to ask you if you had a good weekend last time around, Spence. Everything go all right?
Yeah. I did something to my shoulder on Friday to where I couldn't move my right arm very much, but that seemed to...
Took care of itself?
Those patches on there, and that took care of it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Heat? Icy hot or whatever
that
is.
No, it was one of those menthol things, and
that
seemed to a miracle.
Well, there you go.
But it was weird trying to do everything with my left hand since I'm right-handed. You know,
I'll bet you don't know what you did to it.
No, I don't think unless I slept wrong or something. I don't know.
That can happen.
I wish my wife would wake me up and tell me you're sleeping wrong.
Now, is that really what you want? I mean, don't you get enough of that during the day about how everything else you do is wrong? You really want somebody waking you up in the middle of the night saying you're sleeping wrong, too? Careful what you wish for there, Spence.
Hey, I got good news for you.
You do?
I do.
What happened?
Well, this is in your retirement. A new Canadian study found that older adults... who spend more time on chores like dusting, cleaning, and gardening have bigger brains, and bigger brains can help prevent dementia.
Good. That's just what I needed.
The scientists suggest that low-risk physical activities of chores can help boost brain volume and a stronger predictor of cognitive health.
How about outdoor type stuff? Because I'm better at that than the indoor type stuff.
It didn't
stuff.
Say anything about outdoor nuts. Stuff.
So if I got a what? I got a vacuum if I want to boost my brain. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that sucks, doesn't it?
Literally. Yeah, well, I don't know. I'd probably be more involved in that than I was, certainly.
Well, it says gardening here, yeah. So
well,
there you
I
go.
Was doing that over the weekend. It's interesting, or maybe not. We'll find out in just a second. I was out there doing, and I've got a lot of weeding to do. I'm way behind on getting the yard in shape for this year. And I kept hearing what sounded like a wounded cat bird. You know, it's going, ow, ow. That's kind of, I thought it was. Turned out it was just my knees.
Oh, dear.
Holy moly. Yeah, just, God, they hurt yesterday doing that. And anytime I do any kind of stooping or squatting, which you tend to do when you're doing the weeding kind of thing, man, I'm going to be sore the next day or so. I can already feel it coming
oh,
on.
Oh, dear.
So I need to take my neighbor's advice and get into some sort of a regular exercise routine here. So anyway, the spring cleanup is finally underway. Did have yesterday a front row seat to a great avian birdhouse battle in my backyard.
Oh.
Pair of chickadees squaring off against a pair of sparrows. All of whom were battling for the right to occupy a bluebird house that I put up. So,
no.
So I don't know. I guess we'll see who wins. From what I've read and seen, the sparrows are exceptionally aggressive. And if you remember, I dubbed them murder birds last year.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Video of them getting into and attacking other birds that are already set up camp in various places. So. We'll see that. Also saw an interesting sight when I was out and about Saturday. I wanted to take a picture and just caption it, waiting for wieners. Because that I think I mentioned this the other day, that new hot dog joint in Stevensville there.
Oh, yeah.
Dog Slinger, which is a great name. There's people all over the parking lot. It appears that they don't have any indoor seating. I don't know that for a fact, but it doesn't look like it. It looks like it's a takeout place. But you got to go inside to place your order. And then I don't know if these people are all just socially distanced, but everybody's out. I mean, the parking lot was full, people leaning up against their cars. And I just thought that waiting for wieners. Was the appropriate caption of that little
I've
scenario.
I've heard that. Incredible crowds there.
Yeah, yeah. He was surprised, I guess, early on as to how well it was doing. So good for him. All right, what else do we know here this morning? Your COVID update, the health department extending its gatherings and mask epidemic order that preserves the strongest public health order here in the Midwest, designed, as they say, to balance day-to-day activities while still controlling the spread of COVID and saving lives here in Michigan. That's the official line. Extension now runs through May 24th. It also includes the expansion of mask requirements to kids ages 2 through 4. And because, as we have found, more and more of the youngins are getting the COVID. Mm. And I saw somebody's report over the weekend had their hospitals, the vast majority of the people that were now on the oxygen thing.
Yeah, doggone, I can't not think of the name
for that. Yeah, I put the wrong word in your head. Sorry about that. Intubators, is that right? That sounds right. Intubators. Anyway,
hey,
it's the tube down the throat thing. Yeah. The vast majority of those people are now under 40.
Oh, dear.
So those of you who are thinking you can't get it, and even if you do, it's no big deal. You might want to think otherwise on that.
Did you see Moderna's planning of the third shot now?
Yeah, they're already talking booster shots.
Wow.
Yep. Pfizer not there yet, and we still don't know when or if and how the Johnson & Johnson shot is coming back. They're expecting to, it's not till Friday, I don't think, that the CDC or the FDA or the STP or the NAACP, somebody has to weigh in on it, and I don't think that's happening until Friday. Michigan Department of Health, the people say that although progress has been made, it is crucial that we as Michiganders continue to mask up and stay socially distanced as the state takes steps to get back to normal. There was an almost immediate reaction from the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association, responding to that, urging everyone to be careful and abide by the rules to avoid any need for a closure, because there's already been a call for another shutdown by the health department folks. And it's interesting at this point, a political development on the healthcare front from last week that deserves some recognition, and that is that for the first time in several months, the governor and Republican leaders actually agree on what is going on with the current steps being taken regarding the pandemic. With the governor last week opting to generally avoid imposing significant new COVID restrictions, even though the state's case and hospitalization rates are the worst in the country. Instead, pushing once more for people to get vaccinated and comply with mask wearing and social distancing guidelines. I guess both she and Dr. Fauci were on the Talking Head shows over the weekend.
Yeah, I saw him.
She mentioning that she had asked the president to allocate more vaccine doses to the state of Michigan to tamp this down. But then Fauci and the administration basically saying that's not how it's going to work, because if they take them away from other places to bring them here, then that place becomes a hot spot. Yeah. So you're going to have to deal with it. And their recommendation on how to deal with it is to go back to the shutdown. But she, at this point, is resisting both that inclination from the federal government and from her own health department, who are recommending going back to shutdown type situation. Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey, House Speaker Jason Wentworth praising the governor's decision, going against the advice of the CDC's director, Rochelle Walensky, who has, as of last week, suggested we shut things down. And it kind of reflects on what I said last week about the difference in how the two parties have approached the pandemic, with the Democratic side, for the most part, listening to and reacting based on their connection to and input from the medical community, with the Republican side paying more attention to the advice of the business community. And so now the governor is kind of, you know, eased on over to that side of it and does not want to shut things down. It's fascinating to me how this is playing out across the country. I just saw yesterday that in Los Angeles, the rate of infections is at 1%.
Wow,
we've got counties in this state that are over 30% of positivity rates, and in Los Angeles down to 1%. They're pretty much open and wide up again, and it's just
how do you explain that?
It's almost impossible to explain, because every place and every state is doing the shutdowns differently. Some are very restrictive, others are not. Some of the less restrictive ones have had horrible results. Some have had good results. Same thing on the more restrictive side. Some have had good results. Some have had bad results. It is just, it's got to be driving the health department people nuts.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
To try to figure out what is next.
No matter what the governor does, someone's not going to like it.
So. Well, yeah, I would assume that she has resigned to that. Though she didn't resign, I just made some people smile all of a sudden. she's resigned to understanding that that's the way it's going to be. Hey, quick update on something we talked about here a couple of weeks ago or a week and a half ago with Jill Adams, who is now the Berrien County Parks Director. Thank you very much. About their Reduce, Reuse, Recycle Day out at Lake Michigan College that's held last, Wednesday? They had a huge turnout again. They've been averaging about 615 vehicles per event over the last 10 years. This time, almost 800.
My goodness.
793 came through.
Spring cleaning.
I guess. 40 volunteers unloaded and recycled nearly a full 53-foot semi-trailer stuffed with foam and styrofoam. You can probably attribute that specifically to the shop at home crowd.
Yeah.
Because a lot of that obviously comes in cardboard, but quite often packed with the styrofoam type stuff. Thousands of pounds of electronics and household chemicals, just under 16,000 pounds of personal documents they shredded on site. She told me when we talked a couple of weeks ago that people are still bringing in those big old console tube televisions.
Really?
She said she was still surprised that any of those still exist, but they are still in people's basements and and, you know, sheds and garages. And at some point, you know, somebody points at it and goes, get rid of that stupid thing. And so when they have an opportunity to do it, they are.
I'd keep one that was working just for, you know, history's sake.
Sure. You could turn it into an aquarium and put your fish in there. It's page two of your morning announcements here on WSJM, Jim Gifford and Spencer Rivers. I think we roll into a Monday morning fact check, if I'm looking at my notes right, after the 7 o'clock news. But